Welcome to Aurora Academy, where Gothic architecture conceals centuries of magical secrets and rival factions mark territories with glowing wards. Here, crossing boundaries means risking hexes or worse. The administration's handbook casually disclaims responsibility for gang-related maiming or disembowelment. The Lunar Brotherhood claims the eastern half under perpetual moonlight, while the Oscura clan controls the shadowy western grounds. Between them lies a narrow neutral zone where an uneasy peace prevails through complex magical treaties. Into this perilous environment steps Elise, a vampire whose remarkable abilities in blood magic make her valuable to both factions. What happens when she experiences a divine moment with Leon Knight, a powerful lion shifter, marking them as Elysian mates, a rare, star-blessed pairing that occurs once every century? The silver rings in Elise and Leon's eyes mark them as destined partners, yet her heart remains divided. Before Leon, she formed deep connections with three powerful men, Dante Oscura, the brooding wolf alpha, Ryder Draconis, the dangerous basilisk shifter, and Gabriel Knox, a secretive Pegasus with prophetic abilities. Each relationship offers something unique. Dante's protective passion, Ryder's dangerous allure, Gabriel's mysterious understanding, and Leon's celestial bond. Surprisingly, Leon proves most accepting of her complicated feelings. Raised in a pride with multiple mothers, he sees nothing wrong with maintaining relationships with all four men. "I don't want to change who I am because of the Elysian mate bond," he explains, genuinely wanting the others involved. This progressive attitude challenges traditional expectations. Instead of forcing Elise to choose between suitors, their relationship evolves toward a complex arrangement where connections form between all five individuals. The Christmas cabin sequence becomes a turning point when Leon brings everyone together in close quarters. Through shared experiences, from finding the perfect Christmas tree to debating whether Die Hard qualifies as a Christmas movie, they forge genuine bonds beyond their connection to Elise. Each character carries wounds that shape their relationships. Ryder, tortured for years by Dante's aunt, struggles to experience pleasure without pain. When Elise shows tenderness, he can barely accept deserving love. "I spent years in the dark, but you've awakened me. I don't have much to give but a blackened heart and a tarnished soul, but they're yours." Elise grew up poor with her brother Gareth, working at a strip club. After his apparent death, she discovered his involvement with the Black Card cult. Gabriel was raised by fake parents, receiving payments from someone called Falling Star. Dante battles his family's bloody legacy while facing threats from Felix Oscura, who kidnaps wolf pups to manipulate pack members. These intertwined histories create a web of loyalties and secrets. Their relationship culminates when all four men share Elise in an encounter beyond physical attraction. Their magical abilities, Leon's protective strength, Dante's loyalty, Ryder's intensity, and Gabriel's ancient power, blend into a balanced whole. As Elise reflects, she's found her place. "In the arms of the men I loved, willing to trade my soul to the devil if it meant we could always be together like this." Beneath Aurora Academy operates the Black Card cult, led by the shape-shifting King. The cult recruits vulnerable students, binding them with magic that prevents them from speaking about it. Their purpose? Stealing magic from sacrificial victims using rituals from Magicae Mortuorum. Gabriel infiltrates the cult to investigate Gareth's death, protected by a ring that blocks King's control magic. His investigation uncovers a captive vampire beneath campus used for blood rituals. When Gabriel, Elise, and Ryder free the vampire, they disrupt King's operations. Evidence suggests Gareth may have faked his death to escape the cult. Hidden messages in his journal hint at a planned disappearance, giving Elise hope her brother survived. As they investigate further, they risk attracting King's dangerous attention. The subplot culminates when Elise is kidnapped by King after their victory against Felix, ending with Leon telling the other kings he's taken our girl, setting up their next confrontation with the Black Card cult. The Lunar Brotherhood and Oscura clan rivalry creates constant tension. Students align with one faction, wearing silver crescents or obsidian rings to signal loyalty. Ryder controls the Brotherhood through fear and fighting rings, while Dante leads the clan through diplomatic networks and strategic alliances. Their enmity appears irreconcilable until Elise bridges both worlds with her unique abilities. When Felix Oscura begins kidnapping wolf pups from both factions using memory manipulation spells, this external threat forces an unprecedented alliance. The political landscape extends beyond campus into magical aristocracy and guild politics. High Counselor Lionel Akrux, a storm dragon, attempts to blackmail Dante into impregnating his niece to preserve rare magical bloodlines. After Leon's brother is captured during a failed heist at Lionel's manor, the counselor demands multiple concessions: a binding oath to the Dragon Guild, monthly donations of storm magic, and a breeding contract. In this world, personal relationships become weapons in sophisticated power games. The Elysian mate bond represents destiny at its most powerful, a connection ordained by the stars that cannot be denied. Yet Elise's feelings for all four kings challenge this predetermined path. The phrase "respecta le stelle" suggests magical society views defying fate as dangerous, with ancient texts warning of dire consequences. Gabriel's sight ability adds complexity, showing possible futures rather than fixed outcomes. His visions reveal multiple branching timelines stemming from different choices, suggesting fate offers options rather than a single path. When he prevents Ryder's death by warning others about Felix's attack, he demonstrates foreknowledge can change destiny. Each character navigates between predetermined magical abilities and personal desires. As they question whether the stars' plan is absolute or if they can forge their own path while honoring their magical heritage, they discover records of past Elysian mates who successfully modified their bonds without tragic consequences. Perhaps destiny isn't as rigid as they've been taught. Perhaps it's more like a suggestion than a command. The novel culminates in a dramatic confrontation with Felix Oscura, where the kings must collaborate despite their differences. Gabriel's vision of Ryder's death while saving Elise changes when he warns the others. Their coordinated attack allows Ryder to save Dante from Felix's killing blow, after which Dante beheads Felix, ending the threat and establishing a tentative peace between rival factions. Through these events, each character evolves significantly. Ryder begins healing from his trauma and embraces love. Dante balances his family legacy with personal desires. Gabriel forms meaningful connections after centuries of isolation. Leon learns to share leadership rather than dominate. Elise discovers her capacity to love all four men uniquely and completely. In this world where magic coexists with modern life, smartphones alongside ancient spells, these characters create their own constellation that accommodates all their hearts. Perhaps the stars don't dictate our paths, but simply illuminate the journeys we choose.